Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together the 132 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. This week's guest played in the CJHL 20 years ago, and now he coaches the team he grew up playing for. Join us now as head coach and general manager of the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League's Flynn Flon Bombers, Mike Reagan. Mike, welcome to the show. How are you holding up through all of this?
I'm doing all right, Gino. How are you?
I'm doing well. Listen, you've been the head coach of the Bombers since 2006 and their general manager since 2013. Never before have we seen a CJHL season like this, obviously completely canceled. It's unfortunate. How are you guys holding up, and how much contact are you still having with your players to try to keep them up to date with what's going on?
Yeah, it's been difficult. You know, I feel bad for, you know, the players, especially the 20-year-olds. Feel bad for our community, feel bad for our fans, you know, but at the end of the day, there's obviously things that are more important going on in the world. And so, you know, you got to remind yourself that there's a lot of people that are less fortunate than we are, I guess. And, you know, as far as the players go, you know, we've been in contact pretty steady. You know, we're still trying to find 20-year-old spots to play next year in university and college. And, you know, the other guys, we've just been in constant contact. And, you know, we're hoping at some point, you know, there might be a possibility of ending the season and have some closure to it. But I think that's the toughest thing is there's just no closure to the season. So you're not really sure how to feel right now.
You know how important this is for the players because you're a former player. You played two seasons with the team and that you now work for. You had 142 points in 122 games with Flynn Flon back from 1998 to the year 2000. I know the kids that you coach obviously may not have even been born when you were playing. I'm not trying to make you feel old or anything. But how much does that help you with leading these kids today when they know you've been there and you know exactly what it took to make this happen?
Yeah, I think that, you know, that the players always respect someone that's been in their position before. And you know, even though it is a long time ago, you know, the game has changed a lot. Players are different. The game is different and that sort of thing. But I still think that there's that respect factor. And especially because I played for the team that I'm now coaching and that they're playing for. So, you know, we try to keep alumni involved in our organization and really have the players understand what it means to be a Flynn Flon Bomber and how special it is. You know, we're one of the oldest franchises in junior hockey. And, you know, I always relate it to we're as old as the New York Rangers. So, you know, that puts things in perspective of the history and tradition that we have here in Flin Flon and, you know, how important it is to our players.
In conversation with Flin Flon Bombers head coach and general manager Mike Reagan of the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League, after your successful career in the CJHL, you got a D1 scholarship at NCAA hockey with Sacred Heart University. What was that experience like, and what can you take from that experience to encourage players you currently have on your team right now and saying to them, hey, guys, this is an option for you too?
Yeah, you know, I was very fortunate. Quite a difference from growing up in Flin Flon and playing here and then going down to Connecticut where you're an hour from New York City. And, you know, life is a lot faster on the East Coast than it is up here in Flin Flon. But, you know, loved my time there. You know, Sacred Heart just announced that they're getting a new arena, which is really exciting for us alumni, something that will be great for that program. And, you know, I always tell our players that, you know, the opportunity to play at that level is something special and that we strive to move it on as many players as we can to the Division I level so that they can experience the same opportunities that I did. And, you know, playing at that level really paved the road for the rest of my career in hockey. And I'm very fortunate that I get to coach such a historic team and a team that I'm very passionate about. And, you know, there's no difference than Sacred Heart. You know, at some point I'd love to make my way back down there, but we'll see what the future holds.
Well, speaking of your future personally, Hockey Canada has certainly noticed what you've been doing. They've made you a part of their international coaching staff. So you were part of Team Canada West of the World Junior A Challenge, not once, but three separate occasions. What's that like for you personally to receive that kind of recognition at that level?
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, it's a humbling experience. You know, I never got to put on a Team Canada jersey, but being able to coach a Team Canada is amazing. And you know, the players that you're surrounded with is fortunate. You know, Tyson Jost, Dante Fabro, Chalowski, and a guy by the name of Cale Makar I got to coach. So, you know, those guys just make you a better coach, and you learn a lot from them. You probably learn more from them than they learn from you, but what a tremendous experience. I've made some great friends through the 3 years, and, you know, winning gold twice was unbelievable. And, you know, I hope that I have the opportunity again to be a part of a Team Canada. You know, I think it just makes you a better person and a better coach, and, you know, can't thank them enough to put their faith in myself and the rest of our staff and give us the opportunity to be put in that position to be successful.
Hey, listen, again, my congratulations on all you've accomplished. We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this, and stay safe.
Thanks very much, Gino, and same to you and all the hockey fans out there.
That was Flin Flon Bombers head coach and general manager Mike Reagan. And that wraps up this week's CJHL Report, the Canadian Junior Hockey League. Your future is here.